Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-host get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with, as always, is Joe.
Ain't I a stinkers?
Hey.
I don't know, it felt like a Looney Tunes beginning there, and I couldn't think of a different line.
Well, that's what the audience would laugh. They would clap and right. Like, ah, yeah.
Oh, this guy. We love this guy.
There's this guy. I got a coffee mug with that saying.
All right, dude. Well, we got a topic, and it better be Looney Tunes. That's all I'm saying.
If it isn't, then today's a bust.
It's just not Looney Tunes, and you're like, that's all, folks. All right, here we go. So today's podcast topic is... One-eyed creatures. Ooh.
There's a Cyclops in Looney Tunes.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the monster? Remember? He's like the orange monster.
Yes. Did he have two eyes or just one?
I think he had two eyes.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he had two eyes. Because that was the whole bit. It's just like, he was just... covered in fur and has two eyes.
Yeah.
He's like nice.
Big old fur ball.
Yeah. So, okay. Here we go, though. So, we have a pregame bonus.
Oh, God.
So, here are the rules. Guess five one-eyed things. Guess five one-eyed things. People or characters. Now, plus one bonus. If you get any of them, appears in a fact or answer, max 1 point. So,
okay,
we
well,
have
the
to
Cyclops.
Guess. Yeah. So we guess five things. If any one of those five things match, we get the bonus.
Okay.
So, but we only get a max of one bonus.
Does an eye patch count?
I guess. Oh, fuck. Okay, so you got eye patch.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
Well, I gotta, like...
Cyclops.
Right, like, I gotta... Is it just a... Like, I gotta guess a person
things,
with an eye patch, right?
One-eyed things, people, or characters. So
oh,
like a Cyclops
okay, so
character.
I'm gonna... Yeah, eye patch and Cyclops, I think, work.
One-eyed.
I mean, I had a few one-eyed things at the last gangbang, but...
We don't talk about that. All right, so we got a pirate, we got Cyclops, we got an eye patch. Is there any famous other figures with eye-related single-eye problems?
I'm trying to think like an animal.
Isn't there like a Cyclops fish?
That's what I was like. Yeah, I was like, I couldn't tell you the name of it.
There's the Cyclops fish from The Simpsons.
I thought they had three eyes.
I thought one had one eye, and that's where it started.
Right.
He had like one.
Oh,
big
now
eye.
I'm thinking of just Leela.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that actually. But that's Futurama.
It's, yeah.
What? Anything with a robot with a single eye?
Well, I mean, there's
Sauron.
Ooh, that's, yeah,
that's
good.
A good one. I'm going to put out Sauron.
Sauron's good. I was going to say LeVar Burton from Star Trek.
That's a good one. I like it.
But I think he technically has two eyes.
No,
but,
he's blind.
But the line, I mean, he's got the Uno glass there.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, he's blind. And then, yeah, he's got the... receptors that he hooks up and you can see like red and bullshit. So I think we got our guesses locked in. Eye patch, one eyed Willy, Cyclops, Sauron. LeVar Burton.
LeVar.
Oh god, we're good at this game. All right, locked it in.
Sure.
Fuck it. All right, here we go. Let's go to fact number one. Oh god damn it.
Is it Leland?
Mike Wazowski.
Oh, fuck.
I forgot about Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski.
that movie. Okay, the lovable green one-eyed, not-so-scary monster from Monster Inc. was originally supposed to be yellow and voiced by Keanu Reeves. What?
What? No, there's no way.
My name is Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, right? Mm. Did he have a different name? I can't imagine Keanu Reeves saying Mike Wazowski.
Who's the, it's not John Oliver. He's a, okay, this is the only thing that just comes to mind for some reason. The Birdcage, right, with Robin Williams.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen it, but I think that's the one where Robin Williams plays a homosexual.
Yes.
His partner in that movie has to pretend like he's straight.
Yes.
Or like a scene.
Oh,
or...
yeah. I didn't know John Wayne sounded like that.
So, his partner, who is that?
Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane. I could see Mike Wazowski being played by Nathan Lane.
Yes. Okay. I was like, where's he going?
Sorry,
like,
that was a trip, but I couldn't remember his name, and I really didn't remember anything other
anyways,
than that.
Yeah. No, Nathan Lane would be a perfect choice.
Right. Because they have that similar energy. Mm-hmm. But like, Keanu Reeves is not.
And also, like, man, ever... I think this is after the Matrix trilogy wrapped up. So, I can't imagine them trying to bank on that. Like, it's not like Toy Story now. Like, they put him in, but, like, that's because John Wick was super popular.
Does he play a John Wick toy?
No, he plays Duke Kaboom.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the fourth one.
Oh, neither have I, but I know he plays Duke Kaboom, because that's a rad name.
No, so, yeah, I mean, I have a John Wick action figure. That'd be so fucking funny. He's like, hey, guys. What do we do?
Yeah, it's weird. He just starts fucking headshotting people.
With like a rubber band gun.
Yeah, it's weird.
Did he give me the rubber band? And in like his head, it's just like,
right, yeah.
Nerf guns.
Yeah, it just starts fuck.
Dude, like, so I don't know. I see, okay. The only reason why this might be true is like they pitched in like the pitching room for Ninja Turtles to dress up all those comedians,
right,
and have them fight topless nuns.
Yeah.
So,
but this is Pixar.
No, I'm not saying that like they would do something that gratuitous, but I wouldn't put it past Hollywood execs at any company to make really dumb calls.
Right. I can't imagine Keanu Reeves, but
unless he was like burned out, unless they dramatically changed Mike Wazowski from being lovable, smooth talking, you know,
yeah,
silly guy to like a burned out office worker that's really upset that he's partnered with like the best scarer in the game.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, you didn't finish your paperwork today, Wazowski.
I'll get it to you Tuesday.
You know, Tuesdays I like to leave early.
And I wish you'd shut your mouth.
Dude, fucking Keanu Reeves.
Right?
Whoa.
Just one more scare, man. Just one more scare. Mikey Utah.
And he's like... The whole movie's probably different, right? He's after the best scare in the game that went rogue. He's like, fucking John Goodman's out there like,
yeah.
You know what? I want to hit the scare that I don't come back from.
And then fucking, he has to let him go do the scare. And yeah. He looks at him and it's just like all dramatic and he runs out through the door.
He starts shooting socks into the air.
Oh, yep. They all wear human masks while they rob the monster bank. Oh, shit. Well, I my gut reaction's false, but it's so ridiculous that somebody had to have been like, why don't we get Keanu Reeves in this role? I can't even think of a role where he was even close to Mike Wazowski.
I just can't imagine
like his
in 2006
career.
Being like, you know who screams children's entertainment? Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, he was
Because he's full, like, you know, Matrix fucking kung fu at this point.
Unless they were trying to get back, maybe get back to Bill and Ted.
You know, unless he did a Bill and Ted voice, but even then.
But even then, like, he was just kind of a clueless burnout, not necessarily a witty guy, right? So unless they wanted to make both him and John Goodman's Sully, like, clueless burnouts or, like, janitors, right? Well, actually, you know what? They did. They were janitors, remember?
Yeah.
They got thrown out at Monsters U. They started at Monsters, Inc. as janitors, worked their way onto the scare floor.
They pulled themselves up by their bootstraps.
Or their fur and non-existent shoes. They don't wear clothes, actually.
Paws? They pulled them up by their paw straps.
The writer just texted me the Big Wazowski. The guy throws the mug at Mike, hits him in the eye. Ah, fascist!
You fascist! Get out of my town, Wazowski. You hear me, you beatneck? Malibu's a nice place.
I keep telling you, I'm the guy. Not this Mazowski guy, but the guy.
You're a bum, Wazowski, and you're always gonna be a bum. The bums never win, Wazowski.
What are they? I could definitely see Monsters, Inc. bowling. So.
Oh, yeah, they just use him as the ball.
Mm-hmm. He's part of the bowling league. John Goodman's in that goddamn movie, too!
Right?
Oh, dude, I didn't even put that together.
He pulls out a sock. Like, your foot was over the line. Calm down, man.
Was over the line. We live in a world of rules.
Right?
Dude, so was fucking Steve Buscemi.
Right? Yeah. That's right, Steve Buscemi.
The only person that wasn't in the movie was fucking Jeff Bridges.
Dude, what if, here's my guess, it's not Keanu Reeves, they were trying to get a Big Lebowski reunion. It was Jeff Bridges that was supposed to be Mike Wazowski.
That'd be so fucking funny.
That's my guess.
I could see it a little bit. I don't know.
It's a deep cut that kids wouldn't get, but every stoner adult would get.
Yeah, and then like one of their partners that like competitors on the scare floor isn't Buscemi, like he's their buddy, but it's like nobody.
You're out of your league.
Nobody fuck with Jesus. He's just sitting there with one of those.
He likes to scares 8-year-olds, dude. 8-year-olds.
He's a pederast. Dude, you see the guy, the Jesus, like holding one of those scare canisters, and he's like shining it up like a ball. He's like licking the scare canister as he puts it in.
Hey, Mike, you tell your friend he pulls that thing. I get one of these casters, and I go till he goes.
All right, well, we just wrote a better movie.
We wrote a way better movie. That makes way more sense.
Well, I mean, okay, better movie than the Keanu Reeves Mike Wazowski.
Yes, I should say, yeah.
So I say we go false. It's just too hard of a stretch for me. You good with that?
Yeah, no, I can't see it.
All right, so then we're going to go false on fact number one, that Mike Wazowski was originally intended to be voiced by Keanu Reeves. 3, 2, 1, bam, it is false.
Yes.
Mike Wazowski was always destined to be, this is from voices.com. Mike Wazowski was always destined to be one-eyed and green-hued, but might have been voiced by a number of actors who auditioned. None of them were named Keanu. The Mike Wazowski character was actually created late, 2 years in the making of the script, when someone just suggested there should be two main characters. In the original concept, he's depicted without arms and using his feet to manipulate things. But that proved difficult to animate, so they gave him arms. Yeah. Really, like, come on. Eddie Murphy, who turned down the voiceover role because Shrek conflicted with the schedule, other auditioned, including Jack Black, Matthew Broderick, Drew Carey, David Schwimmer, Sinbad, and Robin Williams.
David Schwimmer is an odd choice.
I could see Schwimmer if he was a little bit more excited.
Right, yeah.
You know, like when his downs are very burned out, right? And I think they could have played it off. Like, because Mike Wazowski kind of played as the guy that feels like he has it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, you know, he doesn't. He knows he has it all. He loves his life, right? And that's why he's so combative over Sully doing the things that he does, right? Because he's like, we have a great life. But I could see if they wanted to make a slight adjustment, especially if they didn't have arms. Not only is he not a good scarer, but he doesn't have arms.
He doesn't have arms.
Billy Crystal was excited to take the Monsters, Inc. role because he had regrets about previously turning down the role of Buzz Lightyear in the original Toy Story. He told Yahoo in an interview, I didn't think I was the right voice for Buzz, and Tim Allen is great. He has the resonant, big voice of this character who's full of himself.
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski has had cameos in Finding Nemo, Cars, Wall-E, and Toy Story 3. Billy Crystal's whole career has been made off of not being the, like, best of the best, right? He's
sure,
always kind
yeah.
of put in... He's like an average man put into, like, extraordinary situations. Mm. Unless you're Miracle Max.
Well, like,
he was
that's
the best
like,
the
you
best.
Know... You know who agrees? Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. It's true. But then, like, some of these others, like Matthew Broderick, Drew Carey, I could kind of see it. Sinbad would have been hilarious.
That's a wild one.
It is, because I haven't heard that name in so long.
I forgot he was a thing.
I love him, dude. I remember he's a thing every year when I watch Jingle All the Way.
I was about to say, he's the best part of Jingle All the Way.
He really is. Like, Schwarzenegger's great, but dude, Sinbad in that movie? I got a bomb!
Fuck it. Dude, Sinbad's an evil genius in that goddamn movie.
I know.
He's fucking a maniac.
He's like, oh shit, that was a bomb. People are sick.
Fuck, dude. Like, yeah, dude, like, he goes postal.
So, okay. Well, we got it right.
Give me 2 seconds. I got something rattling in my kitchen.
Oh, that's not a good sign. I'm waiting to hear like a scream. like buzzing going on. And I'm like, well, this has been the podcast. This is the Halloween episode, I guess.
Sorry. My kitchen borders the laundry room in my apartment building. And
okay.
Like I had a pan, like a baking sheet sitting on my oven. And so it was rattling. God. Someone turned on the dryer.
Son of a bitch, dude. Oh, shit. All right, well, we got it right. Go us, dude. Fact number one done. All right, let's go to fact. Sorry, I had a burp. Number two. Nick Fury lost his eye.
Oh, shit.
When he was scratched by a tabby cat.
Scratched by a what?
Tabby cat.
I mean, technically, it's not a cat.
It's Goose?
But yes.
Is that who it is? Yeah, he's is that who
it's disguised
is that how he
as
lost
a tabby
his eye?
Cat. Yeah.
Is I forget how it was, but I do know the character Goose.
Yeah, it's in Captain Marvel.
Damn. He is a tabby cat though. He just eats things, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if it always looks like a tabby cat or if it's just disguised as a tabby cat, but it's got some Cthulhu tentacles.
Yeah. And Captain Marvel keeps it as a pet. I think
mm-hmm.
she loves it. And like, I think Goose like legit loves her. So yeah, it is like a cat until it needs to eat something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, cool. Then I am going to, I think this is cut and dry. So let's go true on fact number two, that Nick Fury lost his eye when he was scratched by a tabby cat. 3, 2, 1, bam. It's true. And also false because comic books. Yep. If you said cat Flurkin or World War II, take the point, they are all part of his eye patch story. If you knew all three, deduct a point for being such a giant fucking nerd.
I only went with movie, Nick Fury.
I'm not gonna, she says just kidding, but I think that's gonna stand.
No, there was a sense of truth behind that.
Yep, there was. All truths be said in jest, right?
Whoa.
In the original Marvel comics, Fury lost his eye to shrapnel in World War II, but that was ditched. The companion cat who scratches him, his name is Goose. But in the Captain Marvel comics, the cat is named Chewie after the Star Wars character companion. They changed it to Goose in the recent renditions as a nod to Top Gun. In all of the above, the cat is not really a cat, but an intelligent species of alien called Flurkin, the giant tentacle that can grab things and hide them inside its magic belly pocket. So if your cat doesn't like belly rubs, there's a good chance it's a Flurkin.
Right, it's hiding a tesseract.
Yeah, exactly. George Clooney was reportedly in talks to be Nick Fury for MCU. He wanted the role and physically matched the description of Fury from the comics, but then he read a violent miniseries script where Fury chokes out a soldier with his own intestines and he noped out. Sam Jackson called him a pussy, said, "I fucking got this," and then lost his eye to a pussy. He didn't. Okay, so she said she editorialized Clooney didn't, or, you know, he didn't actually call Clooney a pussy.
Right, yeah.
Out loud, anyway. So, one, I am really, really glad they switched it.
Like, right, well, yeah, in the Ultimates comic book, Nick Fury is literally modeled after Sam Jackson.
I want to say that's after, though.
Mm-mm.
I think the Ultimates run started after his rendition, and that's why, because the Ultimates run looks exactly like Nick Fury, or looks like Sam Jackson.
No, yeah, no, it's actually before.
100%?
Yeah, I think there's something that he leveraged, like, he let them use his image with, like, if you ever make a movie, I want the role.
So she said, right, so 2002 is when they modeled him directly after Sam. Oh, so wait, did they model, so when they remade him,
mm-hmm.
right, did they make him look like Sam Jackson, and Sam Jackson's like, yeah, I'll do it? Like, they were like, they kind of made him kind of Sam Jackson-esque? Oh, she says she thinks so. Okay, so that's why he looks so much like it.
Yeah, yeah. I was like Mark Miller and stuff, like, they legitimately just used Sam Jackson.
Okay.
And Sam Jackson is a big comic fan, and he was like, he let them use his image.
Cool. So, but, like, I will say this, though. I fucking love it. I love everything that has to do with the remake. Like, look, old Sam, or not old Sam Jackson, old Nick Fury, he's okay, right?
He's just stereotypical. Like, he's basically Captain, he's Charlie, right? Like, he's just, yeah, like, go do this thing over here, Captain America.
I like him. He's kind of milquetoast, you know, but dude, no.
He's fucking David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, exactly. But like, Sam Jackson, Nick Fury, he's a beast. He doesn't fuck around. You know, he's just like, I think S.H.I.E.L.D. is compromised. And he dips. And he goes and he fucking kills his way till he finds answers. And everybody's right, like, if Nick Fury wants to be lost, not even Captain America can find him. You know,
he wouldn't kill the Watcher.
He did, didn't he? That was the that was such a fucking crazy run. Well, because he saw that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Goose scratched his eye. Yeah, but yeah, so good beans, so we got that one, good for us, and we didn't get all three, so we're not giant fucking nerds.
Look at that.
Yep, we're just the right amount of fucking nerds. All right, fact number three. Odin lost his eye scratched by Nick Fury. No, Odin never lost his eye, I don't think.
Yeah, Odin
it was Surtur, right? His battle with Surtur lost his eye. Oh, no, wait. He doesn't lose an eye. It's his fucking ravens, isn't it? Oh, my God. So
in the mythology, Odin takes his own eye out and gives it to the Tree of Knowledge so he could gain knowledge.
You fucking nerd.
And Anthony Hopkins in the movies also has an eye patch.
Yeah, well, but does it, well, Odin is the Allfather with one eye. I think that's just, no, right? I don't know how he loses it in the comics, though.
I have no idea.
This question is so,
I would imagine,
ridiculous.
They would just go off the mythology.
This question is so ridiculous. I feel like in the comic book world, there's an air of truth.
Right, well, that's like, the thing. Like, are we going with the comic Thor or the Norse mythology Thor?
I would say that this is a false.
Right, yeah. So in that one, he plucked it out himself.
He fucking pulled his own eye out to give it to a tree?
Yeah, to gain knowledge. That was
the... So, like, what else could... Like, bigger assets? Like, if he cut off his arm, he'd be smarter?
Maybe, yeah.
Odin would be way cooler with a fucking peg leg. Don't you think? Like, I mean, and fucking... He couldn't put his eye back in? I mean, fucking Thor got his robotic eye good.
The point of it is sacrifice.
Well, the point of it is fucking dumb.
The Norse mythology doesn't quite fucking add up? Yeah, okay. Okay, hot take there, Alex.
You know, there's somebody out there right now who's like, no, fuck you, it makes sense.
Yeah, fuck you. Like, you know,
it makes sense.
You know, the whole, you know, there's a goddamn giant tree and there's a fucking snake that goes around the whole tree. All that makes sense. Plucking his eye out? A bit much, guys.
It's not a snake, it's a serpent.
Oh, fuck, crazy.
It's a serpent. There's a difference. That's like saying dragon and Drake, bro. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a difference in these made up things.
Oh, look at me. I can't tell the difference between a dragon and a wyvern.
A fucking wyvern has fucking arms, dick.
So do dragons, bruh.
Only the fucking eastern ones.
No. Smog is northern. Fuck, northern Europe.
It's fucking Smaug. It's fucking new.
Don't piss off the Smaug.
Fucking.
You know the difference between a dragon and a worm?
Also, no, he didn't. He just had fucking wings. He didn't have no teeny tiny arms.
You had teeny tiny arms, guy. It's so he could count his gold.
It's fucking. Didn't have no fucking T-Rex arms, bro. T-Rex. You're so fucking stupid.
Fine, he has four legs. I'll take it. Four legs and some fucking wings.
Did the Dragonheart dragon has arms. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Happy. Sean Connery is a dragon, has arms. Fuck.
Fucking God, next you're gonna fucking tell me that it wasn't fucking Bard that shot him with the fucking arrow.
Even okay. Falcor has arms, my guy. Fuck, Mushu has arms?
Yeah,
they all have arms.
The fucking Eastern dragons. Fuck.
What?
Get out of here. Fucking Falcor's a goddamn dog.
Even the river spirit out of fucking Spirited Away has arms.
Yeah, the eastern ones do.
Oh, God. So, yeah, Odin, we're going to vote no, right?
No.
All right, we're going to vote false on fact number 3. Odin lost his eye when he was scratched by Nick Fury. 3, 2, 1. Bam, it's false. Oh, here we go. In Norse mythology, Odin plucks his own eye out on purpose in order to have a gangbang with other gods. That's very weird.
I don't remember the gangbang. I typically remember those. I'm making a point.
Actually, that's Zeus who did that.
No, it says here.
God, get your pantheons.
Sorry.
No, it says here. He plucked it on purpose to drink from the well of knowledge that is guarded by a murmuring head or some shit. Yeah, it's his buddy, right? Or no, that's Norse mythology. Sorry.
Yeah.
So it says, no, it is Norse mythology. It's fuck. What's his name? Isn't his brother super fucking smart? Fucking camera.
Okay.
He said, this did give some context, though, as to why Kratos carries around a head in Fortnite. Don't you fucking start with me. That's what I'm saying. That's his brother. God damn it. Fortnite. Mimar? Yeah, Mimar, whoever was, whatever his name is, he's super smart, right? But I think he cursed him to be in a tree, at least in the games, which games are pretty similar to the mythology.
Obviously.
So we got it right again. Dude, we got a 3-for-3 right now.
Dude, we're cruising.
All right.
Yet none of our guesses in the beginning have been right.
Well, so. If we want to really... We've had
technically
two
Odin has
eye patches.
Yeah.
Well, so does Nick Fury.
So does Nick Fury.
Yep. So, but we'll see. We'll see if we... We'll see how we walk away from this. If we get 5-for-5, we'll be like, well,
yeah,
darn
if we start
it.
Tanking
we got 4-for-5,
here, then,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, Joe here from Allegedly. Real quick, I want to tell you about this week's sponsor, Newsly. Newsly is an audio app for your iOS or Android that picks up the most trending articles from the topics that are most important to you, and here's the trick, reads them to you in a natural human voice. From the Batman to Bitcoin, Kiev to the Kardashians, follow any topic your heart desires. And while you're there, go ahead and check out their featured podcasts from over 50 countries, like, say, I don't know, Allegedly. I've been using it for over a week now, and I'm loving the convenience of having my news and podcasts all in one place. So come and join me by clicking the link in the description and downloading Newsly for free. As an added bonus, go ahead and use the promo code Allegedly and receive 1 month of their premium subscription for free. Stop scrolling and start listening. Okay, back to the show.
All right, here we go. Fact number four. There was almost... They were almost forced to change the name of One-Eyed Willy in the movie Goonies because of it's a euphemism for a penis.
Or did it become a euphemism after the movie? Well,
doesn't matter. We still get the point.
We still got a point. True.
I'm going to say true, too, but I still think it's funny if they, like, you know, the Goonies break in. They see him. They're like, look, it's One-Eyed Willy. And his hand is, like, on his dong.
Yeah.
It's like, blah, 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 blah. One-Eyed Willy.
Yeah, no, the director's cut of that movie gets weird.
He's, like, sprawled out on a bed with his, like, head propped up with his hand and his knee in the air. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's One-Eyed Willy.
Where's that's why they called him One-Eyed Willy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Why is his eye patch down there?
One of those many mysteries we'll never know.
We'll just never know.
Yeah, it's a kid's movie, and that would have been very odd. But there were a lot of odd things in that movie.
There was
death, weird molestation vibes.
One of the, you know, there's that whole, you know, Baby Ruth thing or Rocky Road thing or whatever.
Oh yeah, the depiction of mental handicap.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Same with Italians.
Well, they nailed that.
What's wrong with that?
I don't fucking Joey Pants? Kidding me?
The one thing
spot
that nobody,
on.
One thing that nobody talks about in that movie is like right in the beginning when the idiot brother decides to take the little bike, which is dumb.
Yeah.
Right. And then what, dude, the guys in the car drive by, hit him with the door, or like run up. No, he holds his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he drives and he just drives him off the edge of a fucking cliff.
Yeah.
Those like kids and everybody's
are
just like
attempted
ha-ha.
Murders.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, they're just like, pranksters. I'm like, that's fucking attempted murder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be one thing just to be like go like, you know, 5 miles an hour, like, hey, 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 and then he just like eats shit, right? Okay, that's probably not. It's just pranking the guy.
So how'd you and Dad meet? Well, I was the lead cheerleader and I was hanging out with this real character,
the coolest
who
kid
tried to
school.
Run Dad off the road, and as he was flying through the air I was like, he's kind of cute. I hope I see him
butt.
Again.
Yep. I hope he doesn't fucking die.
I wonder if he could fly.
I wonder if he'll show me his one-eyed Willy.
Anyway, so we went on an adventure to see a big old one-eyed Willy and
got chased down by a couple of Italians who tried to kill us.
We got chased down by a couple stereotypes and
what happened to them again? The ship broke out. They found the cops arrest them? I forget.
I think so.
Or did they die?
No, because hey you guys, I think fucking he comes in and fights them, right?
Yeah, he beats them up.
So I don't
he,
think
like, throws
I think
off
they
the
just
boat.
I think they tie him up or whatever.
You just like the next scene you see like was his name Lurch or not Lurch?
I always say Chunk, but that's
Sloth.
Not right. Sloth, there it is. Yeah,
Sloth. Like the next scene, he's just like killing him.
Yeah, I think like doesn't everybody just kind of fall in the water?
Yeah, I think so. And then the ship breaks free, so yeah. they're stuck in the cave still.
Right,
like,
yeah,
trying to swim out of it or something.
It's that thing in kids' movies when if you go off screen, they just don't talk about you anymore.
Yeah. And then it's just fist pump and a freeze frame. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say true.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure.
All right, then we're gonna go true that they almost forced to change the name of One-Eyed Willy in the Goonies movie because it was a euphemism for a penis. 3, 2, 1, bam! Oh, it's false.
Aww.
Goonies had no problem with penises, as we know from when Chunk broke the dick of the mini statue of David and glued it back on upside down. One-Eyed Willy was always the boss pirate's name, and he didn't lose it dramatically in a big pirate fight. He was simply born that way. One Reddit user suggested a Goonies prequel about how the ship got there and how they set all those booby traps. And I'm totally on board with that idea, no pun intended. Except now it's hard to picture pirate movies and not see Johnny Depp and fuck that guy. And fuck that guy. Related side note, apparently Johnny Depp is actually blind in one eye, making him irritatingly perfect for the part.
Yeah, well, you know, he probably got it after, you know, got hit with a wine bottle.
Hey, yo, I'm one eye.
It's a recent development.
I wasn't born this way. I made it myself.
Sure. Weirdest part, he did it to play Willy Wonka.
Weirdest part, he went blind in one eye after fucking Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
It's probably from drinking bathtub moonshine with Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, shit. Optional plus one bonus. Who do you cast as One-Eyed Willy in the Goonies prequel? This isn't that isn't a huge piece of shit.
Oh.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, there you go. I was going to go Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh, Chris Hemsworth's a good one. What about Liam Hemsworth?
Which one?
Isn't it Liam?
Liam?
Mm-hmm. Is he the middle?
Yeah. No, Liam's the youngest.
Who's the middle?
Chris is the middle one.
Oh, who's the older?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like the Mannings, dude. The oldest brother is just a fucking basketball player. Like, sure, mm-hmm. Cooper, get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, you went All-State, Doug.
Oh. I don't know. You know.
Oh, what? I mean,
Taika Waititi's pretty funny.
Taika Waititi, that'd be good. Or you cast Sean Astin.
I guess you could now, huh?
Yeah, just have him play.
Oh my god, you just have a Lord of the Rings fucking reunion.
Yeah.
Elijah Wood's on there. He's like, I don't know, Captain.
Let's go on an adventure.
What do we do with all this gold? Mary and Pippin. I don't know their name. Viggo. He's just really all, dude. Viggo Mortensen would be a good One-Eyed Willy, and then all the other crew could be, right?
Right.
Oh wait, no.
No.
He'll be even older.
I know
Ian
who it is.
Ian McKellen.
I know who it is. It's Tim Curry.
Yeah, but he's like, he had like a stroke. He can't even move his legs.
That's how he lost the one eye.
They just put him in a chair and they're just like, just say something.
Dude, hello. You swing, like he just has one of those cool like fucking rope chairs that swings around the fucking boat.
Yeah, if anybody deserved a lot of stem cells, it's him. Just dump it on him. Just dip him in the
Lazarus
pit.
With modern
pith.
Technology, we can give him, we took away fucking Lieutenant Dan's legs, we can give him to Tim Curry.
Tim Curry's like, they gave me magic legs.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Aha!
We'll hide this treasure in the one last place. Caves!
Dude, Sean Bean. There it is. Dude, they just
I mean,
have a
technically he dies, so he's the perfect cast.
Wait, did Gimli's actor just die?
No, he's in the new Indiana Jones, dog.
God, somebody from Lord of the Rings, the original cast, died recently.
Christopher Lee died.
Who is he?
Saruman.
Yeah, but he was old.
Yeah, but he was old. I mean, yeah, old people die, Alex.
Gross. No, I thought it was him. No. And then Hagrid died a couple years back.
That's not for Lord of the Rings, but...
I know. Maybe I'm getting that mixed up. Whatever. The writer said we did it. We won. Lord of the Rings.
reunion. Just we'll figure out One-Eyed Willie. We'll just have them all whip it out, and whoever is biggest will get One-Eyed
Willie. Fuck it. It's in post now. We'll fix it in post.
Oh, my God. It was fucking Orlando Bloom.
We have Carl Urban.
Orlando Bloom had the biggest dick. He's One-Eyed Willie now.
I mean, if we're going off of reality, yeah, it's probably going to be Orlando Bloom.
He's just perfect.
Fucking just, he just comes in fucking paddleboarding in.
Yeah, Carl Urban could do it. He'd be a really mean One-Eyed Willie, though.
Yeah, it's weird to see One-Eyed Willie say cunt that many times.
He's like such a cunt. Oh, talk to my teeth all weird. The time.
He just treats poor Jack Quaid like shit.
I'm not a doctor.
I'm a pirate, Jim.
Dude. Oh my God, Tim Curry did play in Treasure Island.
Yeah, that's why I said
yeah. Tim Curry. God, he would have been good.
Hey there, Jimbo. Jimmy Jim.
I'm not Jim, Jimmy Jim Jim. He's Jimmy Jim Jim.
I love that. All right. You ready for the last one? Fact number
Let's
five.
Do it.
All right. Fact number five. In a standard deck of playing cards, the King of Diamonds is the only one with one eye because he's Odin. I don't remember there being an eye patch on any cards. I remember like a one-eyed Jack, but that's because he's facing a direction.
Right, yeah.
Does any of those cards have one eye?
Sure, fuck it. Let's go for it.
We're so far ahead right now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How did we get 6?
I don't know. Fuck it. Who cares?
Fuck it. True. Let's go with it.
All right, number five, we're going to go true that the King of Diamonds is the only one with one eye because Odin or some shit. 3, 2, 1. Oh, shit. It is true. It's true that Diamonds is the only king with one eye showing, and that's a real theory that's been suggested he represents Odin. But it seems to be more an idea spreading on message boards than an actual historical fact. The King of Diamonds nickname, the Man with the Axe, it seems as if he were Odin, it should be a spear. Q nerds explain why an axe is actually appropriate for Odin. The King of Hearts is also nicknamed the Suicide King because he looks like he's stabbing himself in the head. I do remember that.
Cool.
Actually, it's a halberd. Halberd, you don't get your full picture. That's the back of a warhammer. Dude, I never noticed this, but the King of Hearts is a neck beard.
It's because neck beards are the coolest beards.
Are they? Because he's killing himself in that picture.
Well, probably because of the neck beard. Yeah.
Probably because of the. Am I right? He's just like. Mom won't make my tater tots for me anymore. Gah! Yeah.
He finally figured out that Ed Hardy and a neckbeard's a bad combo.
He's commenting subreddits in heaven right now. Here's to the
rest
neck
in peace,
4chan. Rest in peace. Holy guacamole, Batman. All right, let's see how many we got. You fucking ready?
Let's do it.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 7 for the whole thing. We got a 7 out of 5.
Fucking look at us, dude.
Oh, shit! This is the only second time we actually ever got a true 5 for 5. And we got a 7!
I mean, it's a 7 with bonuses. We didn't actually
answer all the questions. No, right. We had to work for those bonuses. We did a preemptive 5-person guess. Right? Hey. And we had to do the perfect recreation casting of a prequel, right? Let me say this. Somebody pitched the idea of topless nuns fighting Ninja Turtles that were actors painted green. Uh-huh. That was an idea given to execs because they thought that was a good idea, right? We came up with a Lord of the Rings prequel reunion, right? Where somebody will play One-Eyed Willie and the rest of the cast just comically finds a cave and they hide the gold there. Insta classic. Instant Classic.
It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Next year, we'll see one come out. It'll be called Two Eyed Willy.
Fucking. Fucking Return of the One Eyed Willy.
But alas, I am known by my two eyes. Nothing will ever change that.
Ah! Oh no, a tabby cat.
Watch out for them, they scratch eyes. Oh shit, dude. Well, we did it, dude. Fucking ready to close this one out?
That, I mean, there's nothing left to do, buddy. There you have it. That was this week's Allegedly Podcast, where we clearly sacrificed an eye or two for all this knowledge. If you want to share in this knowledge, follow us at all the socials at Allegedly. Email us at allegedly.podcast@gmail.com. And find us every Monday, wherever you find your podcasts. And until next time, take care of your one-eyed Willy.
I'll see you around. My generation.
Just one more booby trap. There's enough.
No.
Really. We got enough.
We have to go. No! One more booby trap. Just Keanu Reeves and fucking Nick Cage. The man said one more. Let him have one more.